as a financial producer and starting my own national financial marketing company from scratch, I spent over 2 decades working with the top producers from all over the country. This show is about translating the insights and secrets of these top producers that will get you closer to your ultimate goal, the building of a successful business. I'm Jerry Harabin. This is Extreme Producers. Welcome to the Extreme Producer Podcast. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about 2 tips from the Extreme Producers book. And these 2 tips, we're going to go more in depth on them, and they're going to teach you how to be more successful. So let's get started now. Tip number 42 and 43, but let's go in reverse. Tip number 43, and this question comes up a lot. I learned this from a top producer who sometimes you've heard it say, put yourself in the other person's shoes. But this is the twist to that put yourself in the other person's shoes. The twist is do as you would advise others to do. So if somebody else was in your predicament, what would you advise them to do? If somebody asked you, what does it take to become an extreme producer? I bet you could tell them how to do it. But the problem is are you willing to do it? And we've talked about this before on the tip that successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. Are you disciplined? Are we willing to commit? Are we willing to sacrifice? But as we look at tip number 43, do as you would advise others to do. The funny thing is, as it says in the second sentence, is that although everybody knows the advice to give, and if you reverse the situation, what advice would you give yourself? But then are you willing to take that advice? So do as you would advise others to do. Everyone has a good sense of what others should do in a given situation. The funny thing about people, though, is that most don't apply that same logic to their own circumstances. If we would all just take our own advice that we could readily offer others, we'd all be highly successful. That's such a valuable tip for today. You know what it takes to handle whatever problem situation you're in right now. Just reverse it, and what advice would you give yourself if you were on the outside looking in? If you were that best friend looking in, what would it be? So that's a great tip for everybody. Now let's talk about the tip in the Extreme Producers book, tip number 42. We just did tip 43, but let's do tip number 42. This is really one of my favorite all-time tips, and it has certainly changed my life, and it's certainly changed the producer's life who told it to me again years ago. Tip number 42 is titled, do something you think is impossible. What is something out there that you think is impossible? For many, it might be doing a big endurance event, maybe a big 50-mile trail run, or maybe doing a big triathlon. Maybe it's sailing their boat just across a big body of water. There's a lot of things that we think are impossible, but yet people do them all the time. And so why would it be impossible to us? Let me tell you about a story that is inspiring to me. It's featured in tip number 42, do something you think is impossible. And as I talked to this big producer, this was really astounding. The story is about this person's spouse. The producer grew up swimming and knew how to swim, and hence they put their kids in swimming lessons, and then they put them on swim teams. So the whole family was a family of swimmers, except for the wife. She grew up scared of water, didn't like water, and certainly was not a very good swimmer whatsoever, and was actually scared of the water. So here's what she did that most people would not do. Again, do something you think is impossible, and it will give you confidence for so many other things in your life. So what did this lady do? And she wasn't the youngest of ladies. She was about 40 years old. Because again, her kids were swimmers. The husband was a swimmer. So she said, my family loves the water. I've got to learn how to swim. How many of you know a 40-year-old mother who will put on a swimsuit, number one, in public, number two, and then take swim lessons? And that's what this person did. That's what this lady did. She did what she thought was the impossible. She learned how to swim. But not only did she learn how to swim, she learned how to lap swim back and forth across the pool, and then she eventually grew to where she did a triathlon, where she swam not only putting on a swimsuit in public in front of a lot of spectators, but also she swam in open water in a lake. She wasn't just swimming in a pool to where she could easily grab the side of the pool or easily grab the lane rope that divides the lanes in the pools. She actually swam in open water in a lake, and even more so during a triathlon, which is when you're getting kicked and poked by other swimmers as they go around you or you go around them. So it was a fast start, everybody in the water at the same time, swim, where she swam and completed not only the swim portion of the triathlon, but obviously completed the whole triathlon. She did what she thought was impossible at age 40 years old. When most people at age 40, they're not thinking of doing something impossible. They're thinking about living their glory days of days past. There's another saying that I think we've talked about in the past on these podcasts, which says, make sure your future is greater than your past. You always want your future to be greater than the past. You never want to live in the past. I always pictured a sitting in a rocking chair thinking about the past. You always want to be jumping out of bed and make sure that your future is exciting to you and that your future holds things that are greater than your past. Now, of course, you can't do things from your younger days as you get older, but there are still great accomplishments that you can achieve as you age. Currently, the President of the United States is well over 70 years old. Most people, the last thing they would think about of themselves doing when they're 70 years old is taking on a new career, let alone the presidency of the United States. So, jumping back to the beginning, what's the tips for today? Do something you think is impossible. What is something that you think is impossible that you actually could do? As you look around, people your age are doing it. Your age or older, they're doing that. Whether it's athletic event, which is something pretty easy that you could train to do. Everybody thinks of athletic events, whether it's triathlons or endurance running or bike rides or something like that. Those are things you can train and you can do at any age. But also there's a lot of other things you could do at your age. Start a business. Expand your business. If you're a financial advisor, get into some other product lines. Become an investment advisor. There's so many different things you could do. But more importantly, do something you think that's impossible, but preferably something that doesn't take a long time to accomplish. So learning how to swim, you can do that in a matter of weeks. Training for a triathlon, again, matter of weeks. Some things that are impossible. What could you do that's impossible for you? And also, you are going to inspire others around you because they're going to say, wow, I cannot believe you're doing that at your age. Again, the President of the United States currently is over 70 years old. He's doing the impossible. Few of us would think about becoming president at 70 years old. Then jumping back to the other tip again, what advice would you give others if they're in the same situation? So if somebody else was talking to you about this impossible dream that they want to try to accomplish, what advice would you give them? And I'm going to wrap this all up with another little story that I think you'll enjoy. And it's a story I read back when I was about 17 years old. So some of you may remember years and years ago, back in the 80s and 90s, there was an advice columnist named Ann Landers. Her sister was Dear Abby. And I read the newspaper almost every day. And one of her advice columns stuck. And a lady wrote in, now remember, I'm 17 at the time. And a lady wrote in, and she, I believe, was 43. And she wrote in to Ann Landers. She said, Dear Ann, she said, I'm 43 years old, and I've always wanted to be a doctor. She says, I ended up getting married in college and had kids and raised a family. She says, now my kids are off to college. And she says, now I actually have the time to go back to school to become a doctor. She says, but I'm 43. She says, is that just kind of crazy talk? Or what's your thoughts on a 43-year-old going back to school for 8 years to become a doctor? And the advice, and I usually kind of read these advice columns because I usually get a laugh or I think they're kind of humorous sometimes. But Ann Landers' advice was spot on to this lady. Ann wrote back in her advice column and she said, you're now 43 years old. As you stated, it will take you 8 years to become a doctor. So in 8 years, you will be 51. She says, would you rather be 51 and be a doctor or be age 51 and say, man, I could have been a doctor by now. Chase your dreams. What's impossible 8 years from now, you will be 8 years older. But 8 years from now, you could have achieved one of your impossible goals. Thank you for joining us here on the Extreme Producers Podcast. Please give us a high ranking on whatever platform you listen to. And if you have an opportunity, pass the podcast along to others so they can listen to it. Thank you for joining us. Have a very blessed week.